This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, and we're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Right here from the farm in the Ozarks in Missouri. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And if you'd like to call, I've got the call screen up. And we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. It looks like the Democrats have a new campaign slogan. Joe and a who. Now, when I was in school, we were taught to spell who with a W. Now they just spell it with two letters, H and O, without the W. Looks like we may have two narcoleptics in the White House in January. One who sleeps on the job and one who sleeps to get the job. Rich Stevens on the farm today, preparing for winter, gathering food and wood, the things that a farmer does to prepare for the winter. So it's just me today and a couple colts. Tips from my book, unfinished, unpublished, and unavailable. It's not for sale. You can't buy it anywhere. And since Rich mentioned cars, there was an an advertisement, this is true, on Craigslist here in Missouri. And the reason I have this particular advertisement for sale, a vehicle for sale, is because our son was asked to help a neighbor find a particular kind of vehicle. So our son was cruising the ads, and he found this. And this is absolutely true. I'm not making this up. Okay. It says sold, so obviously this thing has been sold. But headline for the ad, perfect car for ungrateful millennial or Gen Zer, $1,200 in Ozark, Missouri. Goes on to say, are you looking for the perfect first car for your son, daughter, grandson, or granddaughter? Too bad. This 2002 Chevy Malibu with only 180-some-thousand miles on it is sold. With the car's underwhelming appearance and matching mediocre performance, the teenager in your life is bound to build some character and learn some appreciation for riding around in comfort with the family. Are you worried that your 16-year-old might find a quiet place to hook up in the back? Not in this car. The ride is equipped to automatically throw up a red flag when your teen's date opens the passenger side door by making a loud crack. Backseat room, none to speak of. Besides, stop anywhere in this car for more than 90 seconds and risk the air conditioning performance dropping from mediocre to that's making it worse. There's also no chance of funny business in this car while this car is moving thanks to the cruise on-off toggle no longer toggling. I've been driving this POS for over a year, and my wife has never set foot in it. She didn't even know all these things that I've just shared with you. No, rather she just noticed I tend to use the floorboard like a trash can, which is why I'll be posting photos tomorrow after I've cleaned all the blank out of it. Despite all the setbacks, this car is still running great, which is why I'm asking $1,200. Still a great price, even if you planned to hog-tie your arch-nemesis, throw him in the trunk, and sink it in the lake. Act now. You don't want that arch-nemesis of yours getting to this deal before you. Goes on to say, important edit. Actual miles, 192,807. People have been asking how many owners this vehicle's had. This vehicle's been in my family for 16 years, just as long as your teenager's been in your family. So think about it, because I think the symmetry is beautiful. While cleaning out this car, I found a receipt showing that it has that in March of 2018, this vehicle earned itself a brand new windshield. So it's got a lot of a lot of more bugs to smash. This vehicle comes with a little top-off oil and an extra filter in case you want to teach your giftee to change their own oil. While the passenger side mirror glass is not currently attached, it is intact and is in excellent condition and will make a wonderful bonding project for your family. All of the power window locks are functioning, as is the stereo and CD player. This car will pass inspection as is. Bonus, this car comes with a donut. So when your favorite youngster hits that pothole so hard, they can pull over and solve the problem themselves with the help of you over the phone. So that's the Craigslist ad. That's really true. I'm not making that up. Okay. And this car has been sold, so we all missed it. Okay, so if you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call, as I mentioned previously. And please stick to either questions relating to preparedness that you might have that you think that I might be able to answer. And if you have tips to add to, enhance the ones that I've talked about, or have better tips, we're all ears. And the telephone number is 866-582-9933. Okay, going down my list of things you should consider as we go down the drain. Do you have a manual can opener? Now, the reason I mention that is a manual can opener is an absolute requirement. You know, it used to be that if you bought beer back in the 1960s, 1970s, if you bought a case of beer, sometimes you would be given by the store that sells those kinds of beverages a free can opener. And sometimes they would say Ballantine, Pabst, Schaefer, things like that. It'd be stamped in the can openers. Now, they did get smaller and smaller and smaller over the years. But they could still be had for free. And the can opener had two functions. It would open a bottle cap, like on a bottle of beer, and the other side would have a triangular kind of a punch. Now, this was before pull-tab cans. You know, cans didn't always have pull tabs. You actually had to open them with a can opener. And so, if you have a manual can opener, you might find that that's kind of a nice thing to have while you're trying to open cans. And you can actually open a can of soup with one of those with a triangular punch. You have to go all the way around the can, but it can be done. Or you can just perforate half of it. Go 180 degrees around the top, and then pry carefully so you don't slice your fingers off that lid of the soup can or the beans or whatever it may happen to be, and pour it into your pan for heating. Okay, so a manual can opener is kind of nice. Now, there's also a manual can opener that with a crank or a knob, and they are used to remove the lids of a can. And that's what we have. We do not have in our house here at the farm one of those electric can openers. We don't have one. Even though we have off-grid power, and even though we could operate one, we don't think it's a necessity. So we don't have an electric can opener. You just put the can under it, push down on the lever, and the can goes round and round and round, and the lid gets disconnected. We don't have one of those. So we do have a can openers made by a company called Swing, S-W-I-N-G, dash A, dash Way. Swing A Way. Or Swing Away, as they probably say it. And it's a really nice can opener. I don't know how long they last, because the ones that we have here have never failed. My grandmother had one, and they have three models. One that you turn the knob, it's kind of like a handle, it's 180 degrees on an axis. Another one with a crank with more leverage, so if you're opening a bigger can, you turn this crank. But it's the same can opener with a different kind of a lever to operate it, Swing Away. And then there's another one, the deluxe model. If you have big cans in a small kitchen, you can screw it to the wall or the door frame. And you can hook the can on there, turn the crank, and the can will go round and round, not on the counter, so you don't have to support the can at all. By the way, when we open a can, we don't have the kind like my grandmother had that was mounted to the wall. We have the kind, and they're all Swing Away. They're all the same brand. They're all the same great technology. Real simple. Really simple. Probably, I'll bet you this technology is 60, 70, 80 years old. Unchanged. When we open a can here at the house, we don't have granite countertops. We don't have marble countertops. We don't have Corian countertops. We have the inexpensive laminate, Wilson Art, or Formica. Those are the two brands, two major brands. And that's what we have here at the farmhouse. And so when we open a can, we don't leave the can on the counter and then turn the crank or turn the knob and have the can spin around on the counter, because it scratches the counter. And in 15 years, you would say, boy, I think we need a new counter. Now, all you have to do to prevent all that scratching and wear on your counter is to hold the can up in the air. Now, if it's too heavy, you put it on a towel. And we have a Pro-Pure water filter, one of those canister jobs, with the stainless steel spigot. And underneath there, we have a little towel. That's probably, if it were unfolded, probably 8 and a half by 11, the size of a piece of paper. And what we leave that folded in half, long ways. So if there's a drip, it doesn't drip on the counter. It drips on the towel, and then it evaporates. And we change the towel often. But if I'm going to open a can, I'll open it right on that towel, which is on the counter, so I don't have to even get a towel. So just a thought about saving your countertop, opening cans, bottles. And what about storing water? Where do you store water? Well, a little bit of discussion about a great way to store water, and it'll help you save on your energy bill at the same time. Okay, so what we do is we have occasion to have soda bottles here at the house. Not very often, but we've saved them for years and years and years. So we still have the ones that we had when people came over and had soda here. You know, the good old days. What we do is we fill those bottles 90% with, first they're washed out really well, okay? And we use the same caps that they came with. They can be a 2-liter, they can be one of the 16.9-ounce, you know, supermarket or Stop and Rob type soda bottles, or 20-ouncer. Fill them 90% with water. Squeeze them so that most, except for maybe the last inch of air, is out of the neck. So they have 90% of the contents. 1 inch of air at the top. You squeezed it so that when it expands, when it freezes, it won't burst. Right? Then you put it in the freezer. And why do you do that? I'll tell you when we come back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, just me today, and Kathy's calling in. Kathy, I'll be with you in just a minute. Let me just finish up with the plastic bottles. So what you can do with these plastic bottles once you put them in the freezer, if what you want to do is minimize the amount of air in the freezer. You want to fill that space up with mass. And the idea is if you have some soda bottles in there, they do a couple different things. One is they keep the cold so your compressor won't be cycling on, off, on, off. And it's those on and off cycles that wear out the compressor the most, and it's hardest on the compressor. And starting the compressor running will take 2 to 3 times the energy of keeping the compressor running. So if you have an empty refrigerator and freezer, in terms of, you know, not filled up pretty well, you will use more energy, and it's harder on the compressor and your energy bill. So the idea is to fill that up and take up some of that airspace of not having food in there with these plastic water bottles, these soda bottles, and they won't freeze. I mean, they won't. When they freeze, they won't crack if you do it the way I said. And what happens is if you go shopping and you, let's say, food shopping, and you're going to buy some refrigerated cheese, meats, those kind of things, or frozen foods, you just put some of these soda bottles in that cooler with you, and they will act as ice, and they'll help keep cool what you just bought. Okay? So that's what we do. And also, if there's a situation where you need water and the faucet isn't working, then you can drink that water. Okay? That's why you want to have clean soda bottles and you want to have good filtered water in there. So that's just a thought. Let's see. Kathy's with us. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. How are you?
Very well. And you?
I'm doing well also. Thank you.
You got some tips for us.
I had a couple things that I didn't mention on Friday, and I thought it might be helpful to people. Menards had Anchor Hocking canning jars, and when I looked online, they had some in the store, and they were very reasonable. They had quarts and pints. They didn't have a lot, but at the time when I looked, there was probably half a dozen of each in the store. So I don't know if people are going to be out in there doing a project and they have to go, then maybe they could check there. And they were reasonable. I think the quarts were, I think, $12 or $13, something like that. They weren't too bad. The other thing is they have a good price on their vinegar, too. And they did have some there. Well, I hadn't gone for a couple weeks, but when I went a couple weeks ago, I picked up a couple more gallons because they did have it. It was $2.69, I believe, for a gallon. So I use a lot of vinegar in cleaning. I use it in place of my fabric softener, so I do go through it quite a bit.
Kathy, have you noticed that red wine vinegar, is not available as much as it used to be? I'm talking about years ago. Have you noticed that?
You know, I do use it for making certain salad dressings and certain, like, pasta salads and things like that. But I have had some in my stock downstairs, so I haven't looked, Vince. Are you finding it hard to find?
Yeah. And red vinegar is, you know, made from grapes. Apple cider vinegar is made from apples, and distilled vinegar is made from I don't know what, and it's distilled so that all of the solids and the colors are left behind, and you have white vinegar or clear vinegar. But I wanted to ask you, since you mentioned vinegar, do you use vinegar in the shower or bathtub, you know, on the tile to prevent mold?
I do, Vince, and I do clean it I clean my tile. I do like half Dawn and half vinegar, sometimes a little more vinegar than Dawn, but I try to get it 50-50, and I'll spray it on there and let it set for 5 or 10 minutes. I kind of rub it all around, and then I go in and with a sponge with the kind that is a non-scratch surface on the other side, sponge on one side, and then like a little scratchy pad on the other. And it does do a pretty good job of getting the mold and scum off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it does. It does. Because that white stuff, I'm not talking about the mold, but that white stuff is the lime or the hard components of hard water. And with the soap, it's almost like a glue and sticks to the tile. But it gets dissolved with the acid, the 5% acid, which is in the vinegar. Kathy, do you want to stick?
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump upping his attacks against his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden.
Biden's a stupid person. You know that. You're not going to write it, but you know that.
Trump speaking with reporters outside the White House yesterday, also saying China's Beijing government would own the U.S. if Biden was elected.
Biden's plan for the China virus is to shut down the entire U.S. economy. He's going to totally rely on somebody to walk up. Yes, sir, it's time to shut it down.
This year's California wildfires setting a new record as over 2 million acres have been scorched across the state, the most of any previous wildfire season. And fire officials note the state's peak fire season normally extends into November. A book written by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is hitting the market today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
A windy weekend in Oregon as 88,000 customers of Portland General Electric remain without power. After 2 days of very strong winds, Steve Corson says those winds are continuing to make it difficult for crews to restore that power.
We've still got high winds out there, as you've reported, so crews are going to be working around that to try and restore power to customers throughout the service areas.
People in Florida's tourism industry should be feeling a bit optimistic after Labor Day weekend. Despite having to run at a reduced capacity, Orlando's major theme parks, Universal and Disney, announced they did reach that capacity on all days through the weekend. The Associate Dean for the University of Central Florida's College of Hospitality says that should be a good sign that the tourism industry will be coming back strong in that region. And he said as coronavirus cases continue to drop in the state, Florida will again emerge as a number one tourist destination. Today is Star Trek Day. It's the 54th anniversary of the original Star Trek series debut. Cast members from different eras of the show will be taking part in 3 hours worth of virtual panels on the Star Trek Day website to speak about diversity. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
She called in from Ohio. Kathy's a USA Prepares instructor. She's a domestic engineer, as I refer to her. She's always teaching us how to save money. Kathy, you found that there were some Anchor Hawking canning jars available for $12 or $13, I believe you said. Now, that is sounds like a good deal right at the moment, but that's still about 25% higher in cost than they were in the good old days, let's say January or December, right?
Oh, yeah, Vince. They've gone up quite a bit. I've seen them online for $30, $40, $50, and the lids you can't find anywhere. Mm-hmm. They're just, they say they can't produce them because of lack of raw materials and demand. So I just can't find them anywhere.
Yeah, we can't either. We were able to get some, you know, we knew this was coming. We talked about this. You and I were on the air. We talked about it. We warned our class that, you know, if they're going to do it, they need to do it. Jump on it. And some did. So good for them. Kathy, do you have any other tips you want to share with us? Because I've got something I'd like to share with you.
Oh, go ahead, Ben. And I have a couple small ones after that, but you go ahead.
Okay. So, Kathy, I don't mean to get personal, but do you have one of those outdoor grills that, you know, you grill hamburgers and hot dogs and things on, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's something I'd like to share with the class. We do, too. And there are a couple things about this. The one I wanted to focus on with you at the moment is these propane tanks. And they are known as propane cylinders, and you can do one of two things with them. You can refill them, or you can bring them to one of those places like a supermarket or Walmart or, you know, lots of places and exchange it. And they hold 20 pounds of propane. So if you want to weigh it, a full tank will be the weight of the tank plus 20 pounds of propane. And what happens is you need to have some airspace for expansion. So if you have that grill in the hot sun, propane is compressed liquid gas. So what happens is they take a gas and they compress it, and then it becomes a liquid. So you could actually pick up that propane tank and you could kind of shake it a little bit and you could say, wow, it's like there's a liquid in there. Well, there is. And it's under pressure. So the gas becomes a liquid when you pressurize it. Well, when you have one of these tanks, you need to make sure that there is some amount of airspace in there for expansion, because liquids don't expand very well. They'll break those jars in the freezer. They'll break the bottles in the freezer, you know, glass bottles, that kind of thing. And they'll break the tank, the propane tank, which could cause an explosion. So these tanks are designed to hold 20 pounds of propane. And then they're full. And then they still have that airspace with 20 pounds of propane in them so that they can expand in, you know, when the weather's hot or they're in the sun. If you buy a tank and refill it yourself, the person refilling it will put it on the scale and they'll stop at 20 pounds. Then it's full, completely full. Even though it'll hold more, it's not safe to fill it more than that because you need the expansion room. But if you bring your tank in and exchange it, you see those nicely painted tanks, you think, well, that's better than the one I've got. They only fill those to 15 pounds. So you only get 3/4 of the amount of propane that you think you're getting. You don't get the 20 pounds. And it costs more to exchange than it does to bring your tank to the company that has the propane compressor and will fill your tank from their great big propane tank. So I wanted to share that with the class. So it costs more and you get less if you have the exchange tank option. Right? Now, if your tank is lousy and you can find a nice one with a new valve, etc., then you might be better off exchanging it. But if you have an old tank that is still good, it'll cost you less to refill your own tank. And the tanks get stamped with the expiration date. So, for example, tanks don't... The companies that regulate how long a tank will last will not let you fill one indefinitely because they have an expiration date and it's stamped on the top of the tank. So I just wanted to let you all know that. Any comments about that, Kathy?
Well, Vince, we always take ours. We've got a place right off a highway. We take ours and get them filled there, but I didn't know that they were less if you just exchange them at, like, a grocery store or a gas station.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a great tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to mention that, because it's not generally known, and they don't say on the signage of those exchange tank cages that, you know, get your three-quarters filled tank here. They don't say that. They act as if you're getting a full tank of propane, and you're not. So, anyway, just wanted to share that with the class. What other tips do you have for us, Kathy?
Well, this real quick, we were talking about the vinegar, and I, at one point, and I don't have any now, but I would buy cleaning vinegar for cleaning because the acidity was higher. I haven't been out looking for it, so I don't even know if it's available. It was a little more expensive than regular vinegar, but I saw online there was one made by Harris, and it said it was a 30% acidity. And I don't know if you've ever used it, but I was wondering if that would be something, if you really had a stubborn, like, shower scum stain or something like that, if you could use it, or if that would be too strong to clean with.
Okay, I've never used anything more than vinegar diluted to 5%. I've never used it. And I don't know anything about, you know, this 30% vinegar. However, I do have a situation that I'd like to experiment with, and that is, we have a barn that has a dirt floor. And because it has a dirt floor, moisture seems to come up through the dirt in when there's a lot of rain. And we had, you know, we had like a really serious amount of rain over not recently, but months and months ago. We had a lot of flooding here, so there's a lot of moisture in the ground, and it's still coming up through the barn floor. Well, I want to spray. I want to take all the equipment out of the floor and spray the floor with vinegar to make sure that mold doesn't pop up. I want to kill it. And I want the acidity to be in the dirt floor so it doesn't want to come back. So I wanted to experiment with that. Now, I've never done it. I don't know if it'll work. But that's something that I want to test. I've never done that class, so I'm not recommending you try it, because I don't know the answer. It just seems to me that I think it'll work. And if I can get 30% vinegar, I'd rather start with that. But I don't know if you can drink 30% vinegar, even if, you know, even diluted to 5%. So I don't know. I've never used it. Sounds like it, you know, it's an industrial vinegar that may not be suitable for consumption. I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too. And since you were talking about the refrigerator and the freezer, keeping them full, one of the things that I have done throughout the years is, I was at a loved one's home, and I was helping them clean out their refrigerator, and they were moving in. And at the bottom, there's that little, it just looks like a little plastic or metal thing that you pull off. It's got little vents in it. And I could see like dust on there, so I pulled it out, and there was so much dust and dirt that I had a little grocery bag of whatever those people had, the cats or something, and dust. It was black. I don't even know how the refrigerator ran. And at the time, I didn't have time to clean it behind it because they were moving, and I was just trying to get everything in. But I had like a little duster, and I got as much out as I could from underneath. But that, from my understanding, if you keep the back of it and underneath clean, I mean, you have to unplug it and pull it out. But I understand that keeps the life of the refrigerator extended quite a bit.
That's absolutely correct, Kathy. And so here's what we do. There are these rollers that you can get to go under the refrigerator leveling pads. It used to be that refrigerators and freezers came with rolling wheels so that you could roll that refrigerator forward, you know, out of the area where it is. You clean behind it, clean under it, and then roll it right back. Well, they don't come with those anymore. So for about $15 to $17, you can find them on eBay and Amazon. And the stores sell them, like Home Depot and Lowe's. So what they have is a whole bunch of wheels. and they're expandable so that they can fit the depth of common refrigerators and freezers. And I bought a set for every piece of refrigeration equipment we have. So we have chest freezers, and we have, in the kitchen, we have a refrigerator, all refrigerator, 17 cubic feet. And right next to it, we have an all freezer, 17 cubic feet. And they match. And one is a left-hand door, and one is a right-hand door. So we have them arranged so that the freezer is on the left side, the refrigerator is on the right side, and the doors meet in the middle. And it looks like, you know, it's a real expensive built-in refrigerator system like Sub-Zero or something like that. It's not. They were $750 each, and they're real plain, and they're made by Frigidaire. And they work pretty well. Well, when we designed our kitchen, we designed it so that we could have the refrigerator and the freezer in the kitchen. Now, most people put the freezer in the garage or in the basement. And the reason is because when their house was built, they didn't think about, the architects didn't think about putting a freezer in the kitchen. It just wasn't done. He just had a refrigerator-freezer combination that you'd put in the kitchen. And you'd buy that refrigerator, and there's only one place to put it, or two. That would be in the basement or in the garage. So that was typically what was done. So all of our refrigeration equipment, I'm trying to give you a whole bunch of hints all at the same time. Our refrigeration equipment, the refrigerator and freezer in the kitchen, are on these rollers. And that means that they're jacked up about an inch and a half to 2 inches. So they sit higher. Now, if you do that, you might not be able to get your refrigerator or freezer in the space you have it. So keep that in mind when you if you buy this. But what we do is because our refrigeration equipment's on rollers, we roll it out, clean under it, clean behind it, mop the floor, and then that extra height gives us room to get pull that grill off that you're talking about in the front. We pull that off, and we take a vacuum cleaner. And we've got the vacuum cleaner running, and we have like a bristle brush that's like a couple feet long with a handle. And we just gently brush off all of the dust because we have the dogs and cats and so forth in the house. And we brush that off, and it would be unbearable trying to breathe doing that on the floor. So we have the vacuum pulling in all that dust while we are vacuuming. And we do it a couple times a year. And you're absolutely right. And I'd like to get back to that black dust that you found. I found the same thing, not at our farm, but somewhere else. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Kathy called in. What a delightful surprise. Kathy, my understanding from what I think I heard you say was that when you clean out your refrigerator coils, either on the bottom or behind, you do that to prevent the dust is acting as an insulation and for the heat to be transferred from the coils to the air. And the greater the circulation of the air around those coils is, the more efficient that refrigerator or freezer will operate. Some of the older refrigerator models have the coils in the back. And they're generally on a slight slant. They're not completely vertical. They might kick out at the top a little bit more than at the bottom. That's so the air flowing through the coils will be more efficient to remove the heat from those coils. The heat that's being removed from the coils was the heat that was inside the box, meaning in the refrigerator or in the freezer. And if I were buying a refrigerator or freezer today, I would want one that has the coils on the back, because there's no motor that needs to blow air over those coils. The coils in the bottom of the refrigerator has a motor and a fan, regardless of who makes it. And the idea is they can use smaller coils, but they can have a fan blow air over them, and they get they become dust traps, and they get clogged with dust more when they're on the bottom with a fan than if they had the design had the coils on the back of the refrigerator or freezer. That being said, when we clean out the bottom of our refrigerator or freezer in the kitchen, what we find is there's a little bit of dog hair and there's a little bit of cat hair, and there's some tan-colored dust. But you mentioned black dust. And I'm be willing to bet that when you clean out your refrigerator coils in the kitchen, you find tan-colored dust and not black-colored dust. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me explain what I think it is. Now, I experienced exactly what you're talking about, this black dust. Now, you didn't say it was kind of oily, but I'll bet it was. And I'll bet you that the location where that refrigerator was that had this black dust on the coils was in a city or near a city. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how did I know that? How did I know that? Now, we've never talked about this. The reason I knew that was because I believe that the air in the city, and this is like proof, class, if you really want proof that living in a city is dangerous, air quality, etc., it's the trucks and the buses and the heavy diesel equipment that's operating in the cities, going up and down the highways and byways and neighborhoods and all that. That black diesel smoke that you see coming from tractors, tractor trailers, from the exhaust from them, backhoes, bulldozers, all that stuff, garbage trucks, all that equipment putting that black soot into the air sneaks its way into the homes and gets under the refrigerator and sticks with this oily kind of dust, which is different from what Kathy and we have here at our farmhouse, where we just have dust, and if you take a vacuum cleaner to it, it'll just pull that dust right off the coils, whereas this oily dust is a lot harder to get off. It's almost like, I won't say it's glue, but it's more like glue than it is like air. And is that what you experienced, that if you got on your hands, you actually had to wash your hands with, kind of like if you're working on a car, getting that stuff off your hands, you know, an engine. Is that what you found? Because that's what it is.
Yeah, it was real, real sticky. And I had to, like, almost shake it off my hands. Plus, I don't know that they ever cleaned it out. I think some people just don't know it, never do it, don't care. But I saw it blowing out just when I was down on my hands and knees. Vince, when I get down, I take a flashlight. My husband's got the big black, I forget the name, Magnum or whatever, flashlight.
Maglite.
And I get down. Yeah, the Maglite. That's it. Yeah. And I get down, I have a refrigerator brush, and I have an appliance brush, and I'm careful, but I try to really look at it to see if I can dislodge that. And I'm like you. I've got extensions on my vacuum cleaner. My husband, was a labor of love, put a whole house vacuum cleaner in this house for me. And it really has a lot of suction, and I've got special tools that I can get almost halfway under there with that. So I do get a lot of stuff out, but I think if you just do it, if you can do it every few months or 6 months at least, you just won't get that buildup in it.
Absolutely correct. So, class, I'm willing to bet, and I am not a betting man, but I'm willing to bet that if you have never cleaned out under your refrigerator, if you have the coils under there, or if you have the coils on the back, that you will be absolutely shocked, if you've never looked, at how much dust is on those coils. And it's costing you a lot extra in electricity, and it's wearing your refrigerator or freezer out much faster than if you vacuumed it. So your homework today, for tonight, is to, you might have to use a Phillips head screwdriver or a flathead screwdriver to unscrew that little grill on the bottom of the refrigerator. Some of them just snap in place. Look it up. Look up how to do it on yours and vacuum it. Get that flashlight, and you'll be impressed at how much money you save. We'll be right back. Kathy, did you want to stay with us? I've got some more comments about free refrigeration equipment.
Couple more minutes, Vince. I'll stay through the break.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That sounds great. Kathy's with us. She's in Ohio. And I'd like to talk about freezers. And where are the coils on these chest freezers? Where are they? I'm going to tell you when we come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.